Chanwanova, beginning of Chanwanova and continuation of visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. Chanwanova and a continuation of visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. Beginning of Chanwanova and a continuation of visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. Channel 1 over, and the continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday, the 10th of December, 71.
They ought to have to bury such things as that. And she won't do it.
Oh, that's what it is.
The boat night's fish done.
Well, of course, and the brothers just come to that.
Why, sure. I don't have no trouble with buzzards.
I didn't get that, but may I was looking for that progressive farmer. I got some in there I want to show you. I believe those, I'll get it from in a minute. Let me put these out here. Here, Miss Mary, what you said caused the buzzards.
It's that boat night catfish dump there next to the field. And I tried to get Miss Dodd to do something or other about it. She could report it and make them bury the things.
You mean they are right out there?
Right out there across the fence from where her cage. Cows has caves.
It's just a buzzard bait, ain't it?
Yeah, that's all it is. And them buzzards flops up there and it eats them catfish heads. They go right over the fence there and eat her calves. I don't have no trouble with buzzards. I haven't had. And I tried to get her to do something or another about it.
What'd you say?
She's going to.
Yeah.
She's going to.
Well, she and Ms. Balknight are buddies.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've seen her over there.
Mm-hmm.
She could just say, now, Ms. Balknight, your fish head piled down there. That's all she'd need to say.
I wouldn't do any good.
Huh?
I wouldn't do any good.
What would you have to do?
To make it out.
Listen, you gonna cry then?
Uh-huh. I'm just gonna put them in the oven. That's all I wanna do. No problem.
Don't you want me to help you?
No, nothing to do.
Well, let her help you, Faye.
Well, there's nothing.
She has a touch that you, some people don't have.
Oh. What was it you wanted to show me?
I got the wrong one.
it's on the front. I don't know what I did with it. There is a, you know, they fire the grows.
Mm-hmm.
Make all that smoke. They've got a pot now that don't make smoke.
Is that right?
And make more heat.
Well, did you see that movie last week? I think it come on Saturday night. Last Sunday night.
Yeah.
You see that on TV?
No.
And that was real good.
That on the citrus?
No, it was two different parties, you know, trying to beat the other and making automobiles.
Oh.
It was really, really something.
Yeah.
And they'd have races.
No, I miss that. I don't watch that much. About all I do is watch the news.
That's about all we do. But if it's a comic or something like that, you know, I like it. A comic picture, something like that.
But you don't get comics so much.
Oh, no.
They're all so serious. I can tell by the look of the faces what I want to listen to.
Yep.
They get such long faces sometimes. And then they start knocking each other down and shooting.
I dreamed of Jeannie. Did you seen that?
Yeah.
He had ought to be against the law for people to put on such a show as that. That's so silly.
Yeah. Oh, it's silly.
I told her, television was busted and we had to take it down to Ocala.
Yeah.
Called this afternoon, she said, well, they all ought to be busted.
Yeah, it had a picture on the front of the Progressive Farmer. You know, I haven't lost but one cat back here from the buzzards, and it was the big red cow, and it was one of the prettiest calves I ever saw.
No, that just makes him mad.
Just took the eyes out.
Oh, did you have to kill it?
Yeah.
Oh, good, not a living.
And there she was running around for the next week, 10 days, you see, calling for that calf.
Ain't that a shame?
It would be a pretty calf. Oh, he was big and beautiful. What's Faye put in the oven?
I think she put some potatoes.
Now that gum, I'd like to just, it's not any good. That brown right there is sort of light. I don't know whether it grow much grass. I guess it would if I would fertilize it, wouldn't it? But if I let the pulp man come in there and cut what's there, then I'd be in for it.
You'd have to really fight. It'd be growed up so thick till you couldn't walk through it. You know, them stumps and put out.
Yes, and all the roots.
Yes, that's
the roots do too, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about putting out them little locust trees that Ms. Boyle had here, and I put on there around that little house trailer. They're the prettiest out things I ever saw. That thing is already, you know, a little woods down there, but that thing will be growed up now where you couldn't see it. And I just put one in there.
Is that the one you told me that they used for stumps?
Yes.
Post.
Post. Yeah. Now, Miss Daisy has got a mulberry down there. It's worse than that.
I had them things. Did you know that them things come?
I'm not doing a thing.
Run under the house and one come up on my front porch. It must have got in between the house, you know, and the front porch. And you know what I done? I got Martin to go out there on the back and cut down the main tree. And I got me some kerosene. And I went out there and I naturally soaked that stump. And that got rid of my mulberries.
Oh, it got the roots and all?
Yes, sir. It'll go down and get the roots. Yes, sir.
It's hard to believe that. I've seen it. They go clear under the house.
I can't, it's sure, it come up on in the front porch next to the wall.
Last time I was down there, Miss Daisy was watching, and they hadn't cut them a while, and they had sprouts that big, just as ever joint, along all them.
They're hateful. If you cut the biggest tree and just soak it with kerosene.
Yeah. But you see, that's her wash tree.
I wouldn't have one of them things.
Now this mulberry tree down here don't put out shoots.
Well, it must be different kinds.
No, what to tell me, and I forget who told me. You may have told me. The wild one puts out shoots, and the tame one, you know, the cultivated one, don't. Or the other way around.
The tame one. Well, this what you're talking about is not a real mulberry, is it?
Yes, sir.
Does it have mulberries on it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, the one that Daisy's got?
I think so, but I...
Well, mine didn't. Mine was the kind that didn't have mulberries.
Oh.
I'll bet hers doesn't either, because she couldn't have it and do her wash down there.
Oh, she... Well...
Could she?
You mean it drop on the...
Yeah.
Clothesline.
Well, are you sure that yours has the berries?
Mine? It has beautiful berries. Early in the spring, they start out white and turn blue and just as big as you please. And you can tell they're there. See, I don't go down there much, but the birds.
Mm-hmm. Well, this says old tree that I had, it bloomed. It had a bloom kind of like the tame mulberry. But certain time you could look at it and it would put out a smoke. You could see the smoke going out from it.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Well, now, I've never noticed this enough. I don't even know whether this blooms or not.
Well, if it has berries on it, it does.
Sure. It has to be a little bloom before the berry come, wouldn't it?
Well, have you ever found out what mulberries is good for?
Well, these don't have as good a taste as you'd think. But
I don't like them.
But up the country, they're good to eat.
Well, Woody Coleman's got a tree, you know. And they're too wormy to eat. They're just full of worms.
Oh, I never saw a wormy one.
They are.
Woodards?
And I've heard tell of mulberry pie, but ooh, I don't want no mulberry pie. Can I help you do something?
No, nope, not doing a thing.
Hey, let help you. You got a little help, you won't take it.
I don't know. That's tea with some juice in it, but look how it's clouded. How do you keep it from clouding?
You can't if you put it in the refrigerator.
Well,
mine does the same thing.
Well, that may be too sweet for you. I don't know.
I wish you'd tell me how to get rid of them old chairs. They're the most uncomfortable things I ever sat in.
Well, all I know to do is just to Give them to me and I'll take them.
That's right for you. Them you got cushions on them. And there's a whole lot of difference sitting in them, sitting in these. People have to bring their own chaff, eh?
Yeah, this is the most. It's in the
well,
place,
I don't know.
Bottom.
Oh, I don't but notice it.
Soft enough.
I'd have them gums and all taken out, yeah, but they run over my fences and leave big ruts and all like that. Now that, I didn't know what you told me.
And they'd leave a mess. You'd have to get rid of all them treetops yourself.
Yeah. Now what I call that greenbrier, you call that a bamboo vine.
That's right, that's a bamboo.
It's got figures on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk through the field there, the woods, and it'll get your ankles on it.
Sure will. But they ain't no way that you can get rid of them unless you just go in there with a bulldozer, you know, and push down it. Well, he'll come up anyway. I wouldn't worry with them, but the cows keep them down. And I never did know that they were so good for cows till my brother told me.
Well, now, what does your brother know about cows?
Oh, he's had cows.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he just sold out last year. Got rid of all of his cows last year.
Oh. Well, you and him both was cattle people.
He got rid of them last year. I don't know how come he didn't sell out, but he did.
Well,
he'll finally get him some more, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad idea to take a little rest from him every now and then. Except you got some good mama cows, good cows, you don't want to let them go. That's the trouble. You don't, when you buy them, you don't know what you're getting.
I won't. Miss Miles want that picture man to come.
Where is she? Faye?
Yeah.
Miss Mary talking to you.
I want that picture man to come here. I don't see why in the world he didn't come on with.
Let me tell you.
I'm going to tell everybody I see.
You know what she wanted a picture of, don't you, guys?
I'm going to tell everybody I see.
Tell him. You holding that cow still, aren't you?
Nobody wouldn't believe that, would they, Miss Miles?
No.
Don't you get any hot biscuits. Don't say Miss Mary, just say Mary.
All right, if you'll say Faith. All right.
Miles,
Shake.
Miles.
All right, Mary.
All right, now Faith.
Okay. Now that is
you want me to feed you some biscuits?
How long will it take? Everything else is done. Gosh, I wish we had thought of it.
Well, it's just according to how long it'll take them to bake.
Yeah. Does well, I tell you, we could go ahead. She said she would fix us some biscuits, but everything else is ready. So, I tell you what, we'll just do that for Christmas.
Okay.
Because I sure would be good to have some. I just thought of slow on my feet.
You know them pictures. Now that boy, he went around various places. He's there living boy. And he's taking pictures. He put them in, you know, it's for the class. And he said he'd bring them out here. I bet you two bits we never see one of them pictures.
He ought to been with us this morning. And that and the he take them to me when I got out of the truck.
With that hat on, I tell you.
Wait, I hadn't seen that hat before, Miss.
Where'd that come from?
That's my that's my fishing hat. Oh, I've had that thing. You know, it slides and it goes down over my
head. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Moggs, you better not eat that potato.
You know what I do to him?
Well, it might give you the bellyache.
I brought up on these.
I know, but you see, there's a lot of years between then and now.
That's the truth.
You got your gun or not quite the gun?
Yes, ma'am, I like mine done, okay?
I'm seeing it done.
Do you like yours done or rough?
Red.
You do? Just and so it's good and done.
You know, I put that up here.
Oh, don't worry about it.
You know why I can't find it? Because I put it up.
I imagine I seen the same thing.
I put it up where I can find it.
That's always. Whenever I put anything up where I can find it.
Did you know that I wanted to squeeze me out some orange juice the other day, and I hunted all over the house for my orange juicer, and I give up, and I think, well, I'm going on and do something else, and I quit thinking about it and went on to my work, and then I come to me where I had it,
yeah.
Where I'd put it. What there in the park is right there.
Right there,
so just don't bother
with it. I've been trying to mail this letter for a month. Hmm. It's a month old. That's a contribution to the United Fund. I'm telling you.
Contribution to what?
You know that United Fund. Don't you know up there? It's closed now, but they'll take the money. I know they'll take it, but they like to have it where they can count it.
Mm. Alan, some hot biscuits.
We sure do, and there's that salad right there.
Mm-hmm. And you sure slipped up.
And you think these are just giving out?
I think running out, yes.
Just running out.
Because Woodard used to have some good red potatoes.
You know what I ought to do?
And he keeps on every year planting.
Same one.
That's right. They running out.
What I ought to do is. I know I should have done that before. I ought to just, I know a place up there that sells them, you see. And I could just let them send me some by express. Take them over there and let them get a good start, new start. Of course, he won't do it, will he?
Oh, he won't do it.
Or is it the ground that he should change, Miss Mary?
No, I don't think.
It's just the plants.
I think it's just the plants. They run out. just like keep on planting watermelons or squashes and pumpkins and things like that, you have to change your seed.
I wonder what they used to do. They used to use the same seed over and over.
Well, I don't know, but it seems to me like that things have changed from what it used to be, everything.
Yeah.
Have some. Made it just for you.
Oh, it looks so delicious.
Just like I made those hot biscuits.
Well, sir, I know just what, but it don't matter to me just since so I don't never run into any of them. But if he got my picture, he really got something to show.
He wouldn't take mine. I don't think he took mine at all.
Yeah, he did. I think so.
They don't take my picture. They come out here and take other people's pictures. They never take mine. So I must...
No, he said he'd bring them by and give them to us.
He said he would.
Mm-hmm. But give them to you. The man, one of the man, and he will.
They won't do it. I'll bet you a quarter.
I bet you they don't. It'd be just like the man that come out there and dug into my Indian mound.
What?
Man come out there from university and dug into my Indian mound, and I asked him, I said, now I don't want it, but I do want you to bring it by and let me see what you got. And you know he didn't show me the first thing? And his name was Fairbanks. And he come back since Mr. Guthrie's been gone.
Uh-huh.
And asked me, could he go back in there? And I said, you certainly cannot.
Oh, they won't. Wait a minute, there's one open.
It wouldn't hurt anything for him to stop by the house and let me see what he got.
Yeah.
Well,
especially since it was out of your place.
I told him about it. I said, you've told me that you'd stop by here and let me see what you got. And I heard that they got a large bowl.
They do it when they find it. Just
they carried up there and put it in the museum, and I went down there one day and they had a plastic sheet over something, and they had a whole skeleton. It was just lying there, and they took it up and they never said a word to me about it. They didn't even know I seen it, but I did. Me and Marvin both.
You mean they took that off out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Too?
Yes, sir. Mhm.
Here. Well, maybe you don't own that place. You just own the grazing rights over there, something like that.
That's right.
Well, I wouldn't.
Want some bread?
No, but pepper stuff.
I wouldn't care for you.
I sure wouldn't let them dig in it anymore.
I'm not going to.
They're just going over there. When you're not looking.
They might. But he hasn't done it.
Where you got in your mouth?
Way back over there next to that land that I had cleared last year.
Oh.
It used to be a huge thing, but people went in there and dug it.
When you didn't know about it?
That's right, and we stuck up a sign over there, please do not dig, and they dug, took the sign down and carried it off and dug right on.
have to have a house there and stay in the house all the time. Over here, in the Collins place, I hear rifles, guns going off over there all the time of day. All them people leave in the day. All you gotta do is go up there and kill your mess of squirrels, whatever you want. He's a printer. He was down there on South Main at that printer shop.
Well, that makes you almost scared to leave home and scared to stay home, too.
Can't remember, can't think of his name.
Pearson.
Larry Pearson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's an awesome nice fellow.
Larry Pearson.
Larry Pearson. I don't know where he come from.
Yes.
Yes, sir, I called Ms. Dodd and said to her that you was over here and we just gonna sit down and have a little party. Just come on. And she said her old car wouldn't run, and she said Berman liked it that way because then he knew where she was.
Well, I hear he's changed jobs.
Yeah.
He's big man now. This is sure good, miss.
He's a big man now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's ahead of something.
Well, I think he's a boss man. I wish they'd run Marvin off.
That's about the only way they get rid of him. He likes it out there. It's pretty out there. But he don't have to work out there, miss. Well, I mean, you know. You know, there's a difference. You see, when he goes out there and works, he don't have to worry about the fertilizer getting there.
That's right.
Somebody else does all the worrying. Except I don't think they worry much. And you see, what was that they did to you that last time? They didn't send all this seed or something.
No. I had bought the seed, and we bought the fertilizer, and they told us to carry the seed in, and they'd mix it in with the fertilizer.
Yeah.
And plant seed while they were fertilizing.
Yeah.
And they didn't put in all the seed.
So what all you did was put out fertilizer, and there wasn't anything much.
That's right.
Now that's pretty good, Faye.
That is something.
Yeah. Well, now those people are pretty reliable, but I guess sometimes they do. Well, let me tell you.
Well, it's changed hands since then, you know.
That's up there at High Springs?
No, this is over at the Farm Mutant in Gainesville.
Oh, is that where it was?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean changed hands?
Different people.
Gotta get Mary some more potatoes.
No, no.
Get her what?
No, I got plenty.
Some more potatoes on there stove out there.
I got plenty.
I don't believe it.
Yes, I have.
Any little bit with the other piece of steak.
Not too much.
I don't care for any more, Mr. Meyer. Give them to Ms. Meyer.
No, give them to her. Just throw them over there.
Any awful?
Get rid of them. I'll tell you one of them. That's pretty good, yeah.
I was taught to make salads like this.
You can?
No, I can't. There's something other that I don't do.
You know, in the restaurants,
you ask for french fried potatoes, and it's not always potatoes you get. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. What did he call them?
I'm trying to think.
Soybeans.
Yeah. They can call them french fries. But they're french fried soybeans or something like that.
Well, you know, they got something that looks just exactly like an elephant ear. And the root of it is just exactly like a Norris potato. And they use that, what do they call that?
I don't know.
Richard brought Clarinelle some from the university. And she had them growing there. And it's something just like this. And them potato buds is uh-huh. made out of them.
Oh.
Not an Irish potato, it's them. I can't think of the name of them.
It's just not an Irish potato.
It's just not an Irish potato. And you know there's an old thing that grows in the woods, and they used to be all over the woods, and I got some of it in my front yard. I dug it up over there and brought it there and set it out. And they call it coon tea or something like that. Coon. And the old folks used to say that that's what the Indians ate. And you know, I used to dig up that stuff. They'd have great big old roots, some of them that big around, and I'd grate that stuff, and I'd wash it, you know, and strain it, and it'd be that thick in the bottom of the pan, starchy looking, and be kind of that color, and I'd eat that stuff. But Joe Smith told me the other night, said that stuff was deathly poison. And I said, how could it be?
Why you've been eating it all the time?
I used to when I was young. I haven't ate any since. I've been grown, but I used to eat it when I was young. And it's really good. And my grandmother told me that the Indians used to eat it.
And that's not cassava.
No, ma'am. If I think of it, you have over your house, and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
And you got some.
Mm-hmm. And it had a little thing in the spring of the year. It comes up and looks just like a ear of corn in it. You know, I just know that our husband is really going to give us something nice for Christmas.
I bet they are.
I can just look at Marvin and Mr. Miles. And they really going to surprise us.
Take you out to dinner because you wouldn't like you couldn't stand the food.
Well, they might try it, mightn't they?
Mine.
Old Marvin looked a little tired the other night when we were over there.
He's been working pretty hard.
Well, he don't. You looks like he'd be freshening up. He don't have to. You see, she don't have that complaint anymore. You don't have to get up and make a pot of coffee.
Well, if I did, he wouldn't know nothing about it. I mean, he sleeps.
Some people like that. Can't wake him up.
That's sort of aggravating too, isn't it?
It is.
When you lie there awake and
you talk about getting up at night and thinking about things. I wake up at night sometimes, and I'd rather do anything than wake up in the middle of the night. All the thoughts I have are just not worth having.
That's me.
Yeah. I don't care for that getting up in the middle of the night.
Just worry.
And anybody would say, what she got to worry about? That's what they'd say. She got everything.
Ha! Huh. I sure have. And got everything to worry about.
Well, I can't imagine what. Too much. You golly. You got a place to put your head and food on your table.
Yeah, piece of a shelter over my head. But you know it takes so much to
pay the bill.
To get by.
Yes. And you just, you know, one thing worrisome is you may pay your bills, but you also pay out all your money.
That's right.
Haven't got any left. And sometimes, you know, you wonder, suppose you get down or something.
Wonder if that's what people worry about most.
Yeah, you know, I worry a lot about my future. You know, something could happen to Marvin that he could be too.
Yes.
And where would I be?
Yes.
Well, just where would I be?
You could go over with your kinfolk.
Ha! Huh. Not me, no sir.
You could go over and they'd take care of you.
You know what they do? They take everything I had, and when they done away with what I had, then they dump me.
You could go over there with all Marvin's kinfolk.
They wouldn't even have their own mother.
No.
That's right.
You mean way back then?
No, way back then.
She remarried?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like all of them are such nice people. Now you take Clannell. I've just heard you all talk about it. Clannell, is that mean?
Yeah.
I saw over at your house that night. And she didn't talk much, but she looked like she's perfectly at home. And you just think you've got people like that around. You don't have to worry.
Hmm.
She can't take care of herself.
Clannell can't take no. She sure got herself in a bed fix. If I'm any judge, she sure has made a heck of a mistake.
Oh. You mean it's not working out?
Not staying at home trying to have a home.
Yeah.
And this year, drinking.
I didn't realize they'd been so much of that.
Well, they do. And Rob Roy Poe, he's just as nice a fella, but you let him get a few drinks in him and they ain't nothing in this world too nasty or too bad for him to say. He just filthy.
So, anything after Marvin, you couldn't. Not much promise over that.
Well, if they all gather around on New Year's or Christmas, you're going to have to do something because you can't put up with that.
I sure can. I can't put up with that drinking. I don't mind anybody taking a drink. I do myself. I drink a can of beer or take, but there's reasons to all things. Just making a pure old hog of it and I told Marvin, I said, I ain't having more of it.
Oh, they come over. They don't come over to your house.
They did.
And I bet that was embarrassing to Marvin, too. You didn't feel it?
And just having a big time.
Just running the mouths?
Yeah. Well, now I've never seen Marlo. I've seen Flannel. But you know, she looks to me like she just the sort of person you want to have around.
And she went to Jekyll Island here a while back. That's somewhere up in Georgia, you know, where these people went. They call it it's the church doings that they went out on. And she said, "You talking about beer, wine and whiskey and cocktails?" But they had it. Well, she told us, she said that she had to buy a gown and a pair of pumps and gloves and a hat and all, and they were going to have a dance, and she was going to it. And this last time, she was telling Rob about it, you know. And she said that they had a bar set up. And said she didn't drink but 8 drinks.
At a church doing?
Yes, ma'am. That's their belief.
Not your church.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. She claims to be a Seventh-day keeper.
Oh.
I ain't got no church.
You and my friend over there, help me out, please.
What's his name? Miss Mary, you know, the one the guy said,
Irving.
We're not going to wash this. Just sit down here.
Wait,
Irving,
what
do
you do?
Just washing my hands.
Irving is my friend.
Yeah, for sure. He never has gone over there and done what you told him to. Go over there and see him.
See if he let me in.
They tell me that the preacher's wife preached last Sunday night. Mr. Ellis's wife.
Is that right?
Don't you go over there anymore?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
After all that pretty paneling you put up?
Then you go over there for?
I hear you all talking about the paneling. What about the paneling?
We just paneled the church.
You mean that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a big job, wasn't it?
Not too much.
Oh, gosh, it was costly.
Yes. But they've been wanting the church panel ever since I've been going out there for years.
Yeah.
And, you know, up there around the pulpit, from the windows on back, well, that's the biggest part of it. And me and Marvin told them that if they would go ahead, we would panel that by paneling. Panel that if they would then finish the back part, which would be the front part.
Mm-hmm.
And it's many windows that it wouldn't take very much. So they measured it, and Mr. Willis and Snow, well, they go then and they buy, put it all in, you know, and I paid for it. Well, then they wanted Marvin to go out there and help put it up, and I said, told Ella May, I said, that weren't the understanding. I said, Marvin told you all out there in the church that he had other things to do on weekends. And we would buy it and pay for it if y'all would put it up and finish, which would be the front part, but, and they all agreed to it and said it was, they would be proud of it. But they counted the whole church house in, and me and Marvin paid for the whole thing. Well, then they come up a squabble because Marvin didn't go out there and help them on the weekend. And I said, well, that wasn't in the deal. And Ella May said, well, Marvin bought it, said if you want to put up, let him go out there. I said, you know, it don't matter a bean with me whether a piece of it's put up or not. I said, I can take my truck out there and I can haul it home here just as big as you please, and I can use it in my house. I said, I don't make any difference to me where they go out there and put it up. So they got, Marvin helped them 3 Saturdays on it.
And then they burnt out.
Hmm?
Then they burnt out.
What you mean?
They burnt out. They just, that's all the work they had in them.
That's right.
You paid for the whole paneling.
The whole paneling. I paid every dime of it. I got the receipt in my pocketbook.
Oh, don't show it to me. I just, the money, bills, they come up so high, it just gives you blood pressure.
That's right.
And then he had to go help put it out.
That's right. And one Saturday, he went out there and worked, and I had to stay in bed. Because I was sick.
I can't imagine Marvin getting in trouble like that. I would. You don't think of Marvin
No.
Getting caught in.
Oh, we get beat at everything we do. Every time we turn around, we get beat.
Well, you're just too good-hearted.
Well, I wouldn't think about it.
Yeah.
Marvin's too easygoing, too, he never bothers anybody. And all like that, I just can't imagine him getting caught.
He's right agreeable, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Does Ella May take a pretty big hand in those things?
In which?
Didn't think so.
Heck no, she wants it done, but she ain't going to put out anything to get it done.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, she's not away on that, is she, Miss Mary?
You know what Mary, Miss Daisy, what Daisy says about you. I think she kind of thinks of herself, you know. Ben gave her trouble, my Ben. And she, I can see her now, sitting there. She says, Mary. She always calls you just Mary. I say Miss Guthrie, Miss Townsend, Miss Mary, and all like that. And she just goes right ahead and always says Mary. You notice that face?
But just with the greatest affection.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She says, Mary. One thing about Mary, she was lucky in her men.
And she said that a long time ago when we first sitting down there on her porch.
Yeah.
She did.
Asking about you.
But I want to tell you something. Yeah. Just like I tried to tell Clarinelle and Duty. Now, Duty was James's first wife. And like I tell everybody else. You can make it, of course, it ain't that way in every case, because sometimes people get married, and I don't think that they was made for each other, but you can make anything you want to out of a marriage. Two people can. You can live together and get along together, or you can fight and scratch. And there's lots and lots of women that left home that didn't even try to have a home. They didn't want it in the first place.
Yeah. I've heard you say the only trouble you ever had with Mr. Guthrie was when he wanted all his kinfolk.
That's right.
After you'd worked all week.
That's right. That's where we had our biggest problem.
And is it, you wouldn't mind it once, twice?
Well, when I was younger, you see. Oh, I enjoyed it. I didn't think anything about it.
Oh.
But as I grew older, you know, and Mr. Guthrie got disabled and I had to take his place, and I'd worked hard all the week, I didn't think it was right for me to have them on the weekend when they wanted to come.
They just like to come up there and let you do the cooking. I'd do the same thing. Yeah. That's right. And he was. For a long time, he couldn't do much to...
He didn't do a thing. He weren't able.
Now, he got hurt back there sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Horse hurt him?
No, he wanted a puffwood saw. And him, when Marvin come home from service, They put in for pupwood sower, and I said, you ain't about to buy one. You're not having it. Because I was afraid that they'd lose an arm or a leg or get killed. Them things is dangerous. Well, and this no fence law come into effect, and they needed one so bad, and I finally give in.
Yeah.
And they went to town and they got one, not a power saw, but a pupwood saw. And they didn't know, they didn't either one of them know, and I didn't know either, but don't never stand in front of one of them. It don't matter if you are away off from it. Always stand behind the thing. But Mr. Guthrie, he walked off, he was way off from Marvin, and Marvin was sawing post, and a piece just flew out and went and hit him. And Marvin come bringing him in and says, I believe his leg's broke. But it wasn't. But it was in bad shape. And he never did was able to do much after that. Of course, he rode the horse a little bit and got around and planted a garden, but after that he never was too much able to do anything.
And that was way back.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't long after the war, was it?
That's right.
God almighty, look at that.
But you know he liked to die. He had yellow jaundice. He taken yellow jaundice from it.
Oh.
And I carried him to Dr. Gibney. Or Miss, that's where we got acquainted with Dr. Gibney. Mrs. Wheeler come up there and got him. And carried him down there, and Dr. Gibney put him in the hospital. And kept him 2 weeks.
Oh, so that goes way back mm-hmm. there with Dr. Gibney.
That's right.
And now he, the other doctors can't do much, and he gets you on your feet again.
That's right.
God almighty. That's something, Faye.
Well, I sure am proud that you know Dr. Gibney, because you are so much better.
Yeah. You're kind of hard to live with there for a while, weren't you?
Did you know that I liked to live here?
That's what you said.
I did. They don't nobody know how bad off I am. And them doctors, them specialists up there in Gainesville, when Dr. Daly sent me to Dr. Kassam,
yeah.
He said, right now you ought to be in the hospital. He said, you're so poorly now you can't hardly go. And I said, you just don't know how poorly I am.
Why?
I'm telling you, I like God. They ain't no, and you know my brother, he had the same thing that I had, and he'd come in one ace of killing him. And he came up to James's funeral, and he looked so bad till I was ashamed of him.
Is that right?
He's so poor.
And it was just Dr. Gibney that did it. Got you on your feet.
I don't know how. I don't know. You've been mighty poorly a number of times in the last, it's a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time.
That's right.
You know, you was over here one time. That's when the little children was over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the shingles.
Well, he said that's what was wrong with me this time.
God almighty. I'm going to put on my little thing.
Yeah. I've got some. I've always got.